This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and kicking off hour number three of the Live Saturday Edition. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've discussed refugees in America, with 90% of refugees that have come here since 4 years ago. They've been sort of tracking them year after year. So now in their fourth year here, 90% of them are working more than 30 hours a week. 75% of them are very integrated into society. Highly integrated, in fact, was the terminology from the study. We can get back into that if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first here. We ended up talking about the police states, the Pledge of Allegiance, and more. Let's go to the phones, and in this case, to Skype, where we've got Aaron on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, thank you guys so much for your service and bringing people to liberty.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it. So after this last week's Libertarian Convention, you know, I've listened to the show, the podcast of the show on Stitcher, actually. And it's pretty clear, like, where everybody stands. It seems to me that, Mark, you seem, like, pretty much like a pragmatist.
I generally am.
Yeah, and you know, that's okay, whatever. Ian, it seems like you want somebody to run who is going to spread the ideas of liberty or voluntarism.
Yes, definitely.
And now I know he's not here, but Rich Paul, I think it seems like he's a little disingenuous because he calls himself an anarchist, and yet he endorsed a candidate. Like, he basically endorsed a Republican is what he did.
You're talking about the Libertarian Party's choice of two Republican former governors.
Yes.
Gary Johnson and William Weld, they were nominated for the Libertarian Party's their presidential nomination over the last weekend. And I think I can try to put myself in Rich's shoes, even though I don't agree with him on supporting these two candidates, as to why he would call himself an anarchist, someone who is against the idea of the state, and at the same time also endorse these political candidates. Is that what you're confused about?
Yeah, I'm a self-proclaimed anarcho-capitalist, and I would never do such a, you know, never, ever could I imagine myself endorsing a candidate.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this. If you were trapped in a room with a psychopath, and there were three people who were trapped in with a psychopath, and the psychopath allowed the three of you to vote on how many lashes you got, you could either vote on 5 lashes or on 3 lashes. Now, you know what a lash is, right? I'm not talking.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, talking about whippings. He's going to take a bull whip, and he's going to hit each of you either 5 times or 3 times. Would you participate in that vote?
Well, see, now, I'm not trying to, like, just completely discredit your premise here.
It's nuts. It's a crazy premise.
Yeah, but
surely somebody's been caught in a room with a psychopath and somebody who's dumb enough to vote for 5 lashes.
I'm just saying that if you are called, like, it's different if you're calling yourself a pragmatist and you endorse a candidate. But when you call yourself an anarchist, it's not necessarily a pragmatic approach. You know what I mean?
You can't be against the concept of the state and still take a pragmatic approach to get it?
I don't think so. I think noncompliance is the answer.
I don't think that being a anarchist made you would then be a non-compliant.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's more than one answer from my perspective. I mean, I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be voluntary. I'm completely against the state. But I agree with you that non-compliance and non-cooperation and civil disobedience are an answer. I wouldn't say they are the answer because, unfortunately, most people don't agree, and it's hard as hell to even get libertarians to participate in civil disobedience or non-cooperation. So you just don't have, you know, large numbers of people who are willing to put themselves on the line in that way. But you do have at least people who are willing to go out and hold a sign for a political candidate or go and cast a vote. So while I find the political process to be generally detestable, I'm still willing to work within it because I don't believe there's just one answer. I think that libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, whatever term you want to use, I think we have to have different approaches. So we have to have a variety of approaches to have success and to have a chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime. And further, it's easy to be an anarchist and just sit out away from everything and, you know, sort of turn your nose up. Oh, you unprincipled, you going out and voting, you're just empowering the state. While you're just basically sitting there and, you know, posting on Facebook or whatever, I mean, you're not really going out and throwing yourself into the gears of the system, right? I mean, when's the last time you did that?
Yeah, I mean, okay,
I got you there. So here's another point.
The answer is other people should be non-compliant.
And I've done that, by the way. I've been arrested something like 8 times. I'm losing track of the amount of times I've been arrested for things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I even executive produced a movie about it called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And if you haven't seen that, it's an excellent film. I highly recommend
Fantastic.
It. Thank you. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com for those of us, those listening who have not yet seen it. You can watch it for free tonight or any night. So while I think that civil disobedience is an incredibly powerful form of activism, it's also one that's not really sustainable. Once you get yourself a few criminal charges under your belt, then every further criminal charge starts to be more costly because then they'll say, oh, well, you've already been convicted of X, Y, and Z, and so now we need to punish you more firmly. So an individual can't really keep up any kind of momentum in that way. But further, it's also easy as to come back around to a point I was making but never finished. It's easy to sit out there and criticize other people for not being as pure. But the reality is we're here in New Hampshire where you can actually have libertarians winning elections, and we've done that. They've won as Republicans and Democrats here. We have more libertarians elected to state representative seats in New Hampshire than probably the Libertarian Party has combined in 40 years across the entire country. So having a concentration of activism makes different things possible that were previously impossible. So winning elections, influencing public debate, we're constantly in the news. They're constantly, I mean, year round, liberty-minded activists in New Hampshire are making headlines. That doesn't happen in any other state either. So we get news coverage from doing both politics and civil disobedience, and the civil disobedience can have an impact here as well because we can have numbers to actually have an effect. So I don't think there is one answer.
Yeah, all that, it completely makes sense to me, but it's more so, I was talking more so about the rhetoric, you know what I mean? To call yourself an anarchist and then come out and endorse. I mean, maybe if you think that it's hard for me to say this, but maybe if you think the voting is going to actually do something, then, you know, feel free to do so. But mm-hmm. I'm saying coming out and saying, yes, I'm an anarchist and I support Gary Johnson, Republican for president. That just seems a little ridiculous to me.
Is it ridiculous for me as a voluntarist? I don't like the term anarchist personally because I believe right. in self-rule. Is it me, you know, as a voluntarist, as a person who believes that all human interaction should be voluntary or consensual rather, and I believe in the end of the idea of the state, I want to see that concept go away, hopefully in my lifetime. That'd be nice, but I'm a dreamer. So would that be, you know, to your mind, is it inappropriate or wrong of me to run for governor as a Democrat here in New Hampshire?
Well, see, I think from how I perceive you, it's more of a statement than anything. I mean, you know, if you were to run for governor, whether or not you won doesn't matter because you're still bringing the ideas of voluntary interaction to the table. Gary Johnson is not doing that and being an anarchist.
I agree with you there. So if there were an anarchist then who was running, let's just say there's not, but if there were an anarchist who was running for president, then would it be unprincipled for other anarchists to endorse that anarchist?
Man, it's hard for me to say.
Because let's take the president thing off the table. Here in New Hampshire, we've got real anarchists who run for political office. They don't use the term anarchist when they're running, but
necessarily.
You know, Mark Warden, who was a state representative, would actually appear in public in an anarcho-capitalist T-shirt, and he was a state representative for two terms here. So things are a little bit different. Hopefully you get to come out here and check out New Hampshire when you get the chance. Good call. Thanks for making it tonight, Aaron. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is free. Talk Live, live Saturday. This is the program. You're invited to join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state, so stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin has had a really good last couple of weeks. It has gone up more than $100 in value in the last couple of weeks. It's been an incredible rise. Today, shooting up, actually in the last 24 to 48 hours here, jumping up another $35 or so, $35-40. It's been incredible. Now, of course, tomorrow it could go down. Tonight it could go down. Bitcoin, no,
never know.
Bitcoin doesn't close, unlike the stock market and the markets around the world. They have closing, opening and closing times. Bitcoin's all day long, all night long. You go to sleep at night, you wake up, your Bitcoin's worth something different. Hopefully it's worth more. Over time, we believe that it's going to be worth more as more companies start to accept it, as more individuals start to embrace it. We're 7 years into this wonderful experiment so far, and I'm so grateful that we've been on board for as long as we have. And, you know, if you think the price of Bitcoin's expensive now, give it another decade and then look back and see how you feel about it.
Yep. Here it is. You are going to say, in 5 years, I wish somebody had told me to buy some Bitcoin or to buy some Ether. Well, I'm here to tell you, buy some Bitcoin, buy some Ether. Because I believe, it's just a belief, right? Just some guy talking into a microphone on the radio.
You could be wrong.
Right? But who has made these investments himself. I believe that these are going to be worth significantly more than they are today.
All right. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about Bitcoin there. And it's a great starting point. And get your first Bitcoin wallet for free. We recommend Jax.io for that. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll start with Joe, listening in Georgia to WNNG. Hey, Joe.
Hello. How are you?
Super. Go ahead, sir.
First, I want to thank you guys for taking my call.
Of course. That's what we do. Go for it.
And you guys made a comment, an hour or so ago, explaining how the workforce in America has become a resource. And it was interesting that you said that a year and a half. I took it upon myself to read the Affordable Health Care Act. And
my God, how many pages is that thing?
Yeah, it took me 3.5 months.
Wow. You're probably the only person who's ever done that.
I wish. Can you pull up the applause thing for him? Because I'd love to, this guy deserves. I don't care what words come out of his mouth after this.
I don't know. Should we be applauding people who are, you know, abusing themselves like that? I mean, this is terrible.
You've got to admit, it's a hell. You'd applaud somebody who climbed Mount Everest, for God's sakes. What do they get out of that?
I can't when we got somebody on Skype. Sorry right now. But anyway, Joe, wow. Do you like punishment? I mean, why would you do that to yourself?
Piecing all this together that's happening is the punishment. This bill spiderwebbed out into many different topics, and I'd like to talk about them all.
Well, you get to pick one for tonight, and then you can do another one another
night. Labor is a resource. Go ahead.
Pick one, please.
In 1921, Congress passed a bill called the Budgeting and Accounting Act of 1921. I'm not going to explain what that was about. It did create the GAO office, I believe. Well, in 2008, I believe the name was changed to the Human Capital Reform Act. And I've been very puzzled. I'm hoping you guys could shed some light on this. What is human capital?
Well, capital is something you can use to make money. For instance, factories have machinery in them, and the machinery is capital. Human capital would be the your labor force if you're a business, so you're exchanging money for labor.
In most businesses, they call it human resources, right?
Yeah, it's a resource. Yeah. Sure, capital's a resource.
And I, Can I take that a step further by
sure.
saying that if I have capital, it's ownership of anything that I possess. Capital is ownership of things. Would you say that
well,
as a fair
I suppose you could rent capital.
Okay. So, I don't
know. Yeah. Here's an example of renting capital, you know, construction materials or construction, the caterpillar or whatever, the
right.
device that you
need. I need to dig a hole in my yard. I rent an excavator.
But you don't need to own the excavator for the other 364 days of the year. You only need it on that one day. So it's still your capital for that one day, right, even though you're renting it?
If the bill says we're all human capital, I would say it lines up with the comment that you guys made earlier about that the workforce in America is a resource that the U.S. government has now tapped into fully.
That is clear.
So yes. we can back that up a little further. When they print dollars, dollars are debt notes. It says Federal Reserve note. It doesn't say Federal Reserve dollar because a dollar is a measurement of silver. It does say $1 on it. There's no doubt that term has become perverted over time. But it does say Federal Reserve note. That's a debt note. If the United States Treasury needs to pay back the Federal Reserve for that note, and that's the way the arrangement is, how's it going to pay it back? Well, it puts up collateral. What's that collateral? That
your labor
is the taxes it will collect in the future. If it can claim 30% just for kicks, 30% of your labor, then yes, it absolutely claims you as a resource.
So it seems that the United States is moving toward a globalization of economics spread across the board, and now that resources on a global basis.
So it claims the labor of other people?
At some point in time, I would think so.
Mostly they go after the resources of the land of other other governments. What they seem to do is use the United States citizens to prosecute their wars to get those resources.
It would be too hard to gain obedience from a foreign population because they're not raised with the indoctrination that the American people are. They don't have to, you know, the folks living in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever the invasion happens to be of the moment, they didn't have the 13 years of government indoctrination camp where they were beaten, mentally with these pledges of allegiance and things like that and all other manner of propaganda. So it just wouldn't work to try to use them as human capital because they would revolt.
What they call, they would have to give some kind of, I can't remember what the terminology is. But, you know, when a lesser kingdom had to pay for a greater kingdom to basically not come over and thump them on the head, that existed in the past. It doesn't exist now for whatever reason.
Good call, Joe. I appreciate your discussion and topic. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I agree with him that, you know, the federal government definitely views you as its human capital.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you are a serf to its kingdom. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and they'll do with you as they please. It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So, you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? You're going to get hit with another one of these fines when you file your taxes? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. And by the way, freedom from the prices of insurance, too. When we signed up for Liberty HealthShare, it was significantly less costly than the insurance option. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. They have different types, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. By the way, you don't have to pay for any medical services that you find repugnant for whatever reason, philosophically or religious. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request simply a free estimate. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Joy is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Joy.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
My question is about refugees. Okay, it appears as if many of them get a better deal than a lot of Americans. And I'll be a little facetious by saying, what if the Americans that are having a hard time decide to give up their citizenship to become refugees, then to become citizens again?
Well, the U.S. government kind of doesn't like it when you give up citizenship. They kind of take that personal, and they're going to remember it.
Any assets you have, you will have to pay them 50% of the assets that you, at the time that you give up your citizenship, and then you can get the refugee status, and then for 8 months you'll get some kind of welfare services that they provide, and at that point you should be on your own.
Well, I'm talking for Americans who are having a hard time. Like, take, for instance, our foster kids. When they turn 18, they're basically on their own. There are really no programs other than if you want to join the military to save your life, to continue life, you can join the military. But what else do we have for our foster kids who turn 18?
Yeah, it's not a great setup, but I guess any kid can be essentially kicked out on their butt at 18, right?
There's plenty of jobs out there. I mean, there are things that people can do besides join the military. I don't believe for a moment that young people have to join the military to feed themselves. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of opportunity in America if you open your eyes.
Right, but foster kids who have no family, you're talking about kids who get kicked out on their butt, but they, they have kind of like have friends or family, but foster kids, they have nothing. But a refugee, they get a job, they get money, they get housing, and you mentioned 30 hours a week. Most of us have to work 40 hours plus in order to survive.
Sure. Many of the refugees, they're just taking it on average, right? So they're averaging in housewives and those sorts of things, too. Oftentimes when refugee families come here, if one person works 60 hours and the other person stays home and takes care of the kid, then you have a household where two people work, on average, 30 hours a week.
Okay.
I don't think that was an average, Mark. This was a study. You're referring to a study that
was it the median?
Hold on. You're referring to a study that FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, was talking about. And what they were saying here is that 90% are working more than 30 hours. That's not an average. That's a statistic about how many of them work more than 30 hours.
Okay, I thought the 90% so that would mean that referred 10, to a different portion.
That would mean that 10% are working less than 30 hours per week.
Okay, and so what kind of jobs are they getting? Are they getting the jobs that, like illegals say, we only take the jobs that Americans don't want? So are refugees getting those jobs? What kind of jobs are they getting?
I could not tell you. The study doesn't say. The chances are good if you're showing up and your command of the language isn't great. Hopefully a foster kid has at least a command of the language. At the very least, the government had them for 13 years in school to teach them a command of the language. If they don't have a command of the language, again, it's the government's fault. What we're talking about here is failings again and again that the state has over the most vulnerable people. And I'm not claiming that it is good at this, but it's not going to get any better by refusing service to refugees.
I think Joy's right, though, that, certainly the state...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with you that the state treats different groups of people differently. They, I think you may be right. Foster kids probably have a tougher time than maybe these folks who are migrating here, or the people that are on the refugee program. The refugees are getting several months of handouts. The foster kids are just turned loose. Here, you had a crappy home to grow up in because some of the foster homes are pretty bad.
So the reasons they ended up in those foster homes.
Yeah, sometimes they take kids away from good parents. You've had a crappy life so far in this state-run system. Now we're going to turn you out into the world. And we find that some people in these foster home situations are kind of institutionalized. They're used to being in the care of the state under its auspices. And then, when they're turned out and they have to find their own independence in life, it can be a difficult thing to do. So I share where you're coming from, Joy, but certainly...
I got kicked out of prison after 8.5 years with $100. Screw that. Listen to what I have to say. The children of the people that grow up in the most wealthy nations are a bunch of spoiled brats. If you want somebody to work hard, you often need refugees. I've got nothing If I got out of prison after 8.5 years with $100, I understand what this stuff is like.
If you had a mom to go home to.
I did, absolutely.
Well, she's saying
they
don't
have programs. There are programs. There are halfway houses. Yes, there are religious programs that these people can go to. You could absolutely find programs, and I'm certain that the prison programs told us where we could go to find help, and I'm sure the foster kids can find out where to go get help, too.
Can they, Joy? Are you familiar with the foster system?
I've worked with kids before, you know, and honestly, the situation is really sad. And I worked with them 10 years ago, so I don't know what it's like now. But from what I've seen, it just really isn't that great.
Joy, so, I thank you for the call, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for making the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I get what you're saying, Mark, and I don't think you're wrong that people can start from near zero and have success.
You're going to have a crappy life. If you have $1 million and no drive, you're going to have a crappy life.
Sure, you're going to snort it all up your nose or smoke it up or whatever.
Right, you can win the lottery. Take a look at what it's like for people who win the lottery.
They blow it.
Their lives stink. It isn't about what you're given.
Right.
It's about what you're willing to earn. And that's all it comes down to.
Well, and an immigrant or a refugee is more likely to have that drive. They know where things are really bad. And they know.
And I would hope a foster kid would have that same drive. But I would imagine that plenty of people growing up in this country, like I did, understand, like, there's just things I'm not willing to do that I know immigrants are willing to do because they'll claw their way up because they're not looking at how good their life's going to be. They're looking at how good their children's lives are going
to
be.
She did ask about the refugees and how they're working. It does say here, according to the study, that most refugees, 7 out of 10, reported they were employed at a level commensurate with their education, implying they found the right fit for occupation quickly. In regards to barriers to employment, refugees claiming they couldn't find a job went from 55% after 1 year to just 5% in the fourth year. Of those surveyed, two-thirds spent time with people of a culture, ethnic group, language, or religion different from their own. 7 in 10 can readily access information about other cultures, ethnic groups, languages, and religions. And 8 out of 10 celebrate American holidays. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. We can tell you more about refugees here in moments and take your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about refugees and how integrated they are into American society. After just 4 years, they have studied some folks from Burma, Bhutan, Somalia, Iraq, folks that moved here between January 2011 and March of 2012. It's a Colorado survey, as cited over the Foundation for Economic Education, saying that 75% of these refugees are highly integrated into their surroundings. 90% are working more than 30 hours per week. 7 in 10 say they're employed at a level commensurate with their education. 75% attend celebrations or events for other cultures, ethnic groups, languages, and religions. And survey participant Leela Tinsina left Bhutan when he was 14 and lived for 2 decades in a refugee camp. Having lived in Colorado for 5 years, Leela calls America his home, where he works for a Colorado nonprofit organization and where he and his wife, who works in the healthcare industry, just bought a home and are raising 2 boys. He said, "I feel very proud and honored to be in this country." He says that he considers his move to America his second life and said, "I want to say thank you to the American people and the American government." Unquote. These successes for individuals like Lisa are impressive, considering they spent years of their lives fleeing violence and persecution in their home countries. Of course, progress is still needed. The survey found that 1/4 of refugees do not have health insurance, 20% still can't speak English, and 4 out of 10 still lack confidence in their language skills. There's more to the study, but we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. First up, Daniel's in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hey, Daniel.
How you going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a little bit on spider note, I guess you could say. I don't have a problem with immigrants coming to the United States or refugees coming to the United States. I just hate that, like, about 85% of them are male. How about we get some of the women to move here, too?
Is it really true that many of them are male?
I know that they were saying that with Assyrian refugees, but I saw some numbers from UNICEF that said that was just propaganda.
Overall, not true?
No.
Gotcha.
I don't know exact statistics. I'm just going by what I see. And usually when they show any refugees coming, most of them are male.
All right. Well, there you go, Daniel. Maybe some misinformation there.
I'm wondering about this. I'm just going, thinking back 100 years, is it possible that the husband would go before the wife to sort of pave the way? That way the wife and the kids can have, I don't know, some place to stay?
I don't know. If you're seeking refuge, wouldn't you want to get your wife and kids out?
I would.
Yeah. I don't know. That's one. I would say that's one worth you know, taking a closer look at. Just because the media is portraying something in some way doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it actually is. Go ahead, Daniel.
I was concerned, you know, I'd like to meet some of the other women.
I bet you would. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We need a refugee dating service. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
That's another thing that I think that the immigration service has really messed up, is it is much more difficult to marry a foreign person and make them and bring them to, you know, the United States to live.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you want integration, for God's sakes, what's a better way to integrate than allowing people to marry?
Let's go to Skype, where we've got Alex on the line. I believe in Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's great to be on here.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, like, I've called before, and I've been a critic of religion.
Okay.
Particularly,
criticize
like,
away.
Sir?
Criticize away.
Yeah, so, like, my brother, for instance, right, he's been with me on the whole, oh, he criticized Islam, criticized Christianity, but now he's getting into this, like, new age, hippy-dippy nonsense with the... like, oh, he's asking the universe to give him things, and he's like trying to be like, oh, I asked the universe so that I could get you know, something, and then it didn't work, and he's like, oh, I didn't believe in it. And I'm telling him, like, you're literally talking to yourself and you're trying to tell yourself that, like, the universe is going to give you something if you believe hard enough, you know?
It sounds like you're talking about the law of attraction.
Or new thought.
As it has been called in some circles. I'm a fan of this idea of, you know, sort of putting out there.
If you're going to talk to yourself, shouldn't you talk to yourself in a positive manner?
Well, there is that. But also, I think there is something to the idea that what you're putting out there, you kind of get back. Now, obviously...
How does that work?
Well, it's, you know, it's hard to explain these ideas because essentially it's metaphysical is the concept, something that is beyond physics, something that is just, you know, a belief system that people have. You know, if you want to get down to what somebody in the New Age movement might say as an answer to that question, is that you're vibrating at a certain level, and that when you put your vibrations out into the universe, the law of attraction returns those vibrations to you. And so,
or you could say that other people see your actions, and those actions they view as either positive or negative, and then they react accordingly, either positively or negatively towards you, and that you reap then what you sow.
Well, that's just treating people well, but that's not like asking the universe in private to do something for me and then believing hard enough, you know?
Yeah, it's not.
And like, it's just strange from somebody who has, like, I've had conversations with him. We've went and debated Christians and Muslims and et cetera, and it was... you know, criticizing this faith without evidence, and then all of a sudden he goes over, you know, oh, I've read The Secret or whatever, I got the answers and all this stuff.
Let me ask you this. If he's happy and things are going okay for him, by okay I mean no worse than they were before, why do you care? Why is his faith, and that's what we're talking about here, why is his faith, or frankly anyone else's, a big concern of yours?
Well, I just don't like the fact that it's non-scientific and it's
it's pedantic,
reality-based.
So,
like, I could make arguments like in favor of Christianity because of some of the memes that it passes on. I think are beneficial to people, but the actual religion itself is, you know, harmful in the sense that it's not true, and so they're not good reasons to believe those things.
You know, the harm that I see from people's religion, if you take it beyond themselves, right? Like, so they're not spending their time as efficiently as they could. You know, the harm that I see is mitigable. What I see oftentimes, and I have been in the same boat, not an atheist, but an anti-religionist. You know, essentially the harm is the same for you because you spend a lot of time and a lot of energy thinking about other people's religions. And if you would set yourself free by saying, hey, those people can believe whatever cockamamie bullcrap they want to believe as long as they don't try to waste my time with it. As long as they don't come to my door with some Bible in their hand trying to talk about whatever it is that they believe. Because at that point, they're going to get both barrels. And I mean figuratively here. I am going to talk to them all about their Bible at that point. But other than that, I don't go hunt people down to try to convince them otherwise. I had a friend who spent a lot of time trying to convince other friends not to get married. And, you know, at some point, by the way, that friend got married. and, you know, it's just a waste of your time to be worried about his religion, even if his religion's silly.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that argument. But, I mean, like I said, like, I can make better, like, I can make practical reasons why people should follow certain religions because they have memes in them that are beneficial. But then you end up with, like, a lot of people I agree with believe what I believe because of religion. And so when they're arguing, they're like, well, God wants this, right? Rather than laying out the logical, like, practical reasons for believing like I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that thinking positively does return good results?
Thinking positively?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's beneficial in that situation, there's situations where thinking positively is a bad idea.
Right. Like if you're, you know, on a mountain bike on a precariously thin trail. That's a time that I would say that is a terrible time to think positively.
Well, yeah, I think that some people get
but
a little bit lost.
It could be your only way to safety, in which point positive thinking is probably a benefit.
I think that some people get a little bit lost in the whole secret idea. And the way that particular video, there's a video called The Secret in a Book. The way that's set up is to kind of, you know, tantalize people with riches and things like that, as though if you just envision a diamond ring, it's going to appear. And, you know, it doesn't exactly work that way. So you do have to take reality and sort of this buffer of time into effect. You can't just manifest good things instantaneously.
When I did this stuff, I manifested it every month. So what I would do is I would take an amount, and admittedly, I do not look back on this with a great deal of pride, but it is what I am saying is true, is that I would find an amount that I could find that I had faith in. I would claim that amount. And that amount would arrive. So
I believe in law of attraction. I mean, I've seen it work in my life. Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true. Thank you, Alex, for the call tonight.
And just because you believe it doesn't mean that it is true.
That's true. But it's true enough for me. And that's good enough for me. So we can talk more about religious-y things because, you know, we are ministers in the Shire Free Church. It's always happy to talk theology and things like that here on Free Talk Live. But we're out of time for tonight. So you'll have to join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And yes, we do a live Sunday edition, 7 to 10 at night Eastern, every single night, actually. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.